Hello, everyone. Well, now we know. Now we know the answer. What was he selling? He was selling his father. This was a business which you might call selling Biden, because it was Joe Biden's influence that seemed to be the value of any consulting arrangement that might have transpired between Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, the Chinese, the Ukrainians and Romanians, and whoever else you want to throw in there. Hello, welcome to the program. So good to see all of you here today. As always, you know, live show, so keep your comments coming. I'm looking at them. I'm seeing them all as we speak. Live show from a different location. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, thank you for listening on Apple Podcasts. We are actually live via video right now from a quaint little location as I'm traveling and I'm on the road. But I wanted to come to you because this is just such an important story. And we have to continue talking about this very, very, very big deal here. You know, a lot of Democrats are trying to make excuses right now, trying to say, you know, no, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. I'm telling you, this is bizarre. I've been through the bank records. We talked about that in yesterday's program. Those bank records in and of themselves are incredibly concerning. How is it that a family creates 20 LLCs shortly after the big guy becomes vice president of the United States? How is it that his son, who suffered from drug addiction and had a very checkered past, suddenly gets an enormous gig on the board of an energy company over there in Ukraine, Burisma, that was actually the subject of an investigation by the attorney who was looking into corruption there in Ukraine? And then somehow, you know, Hunter gets this gig and Joe Biden makes that whole prosecutor go away in and of itself, himself. We'll get to that sound because I got to play that again for you. But first of all, here's what we know. And this is important right now. What do we know about the entire situation? We know that Devin Archer, according to sources familiar with the transcribed interview, they have said that Archer testified there was value in adding Hunter Biden to Burisma's board. The value itself was, quote unquote, the brand. So the brand, right, of Hunter Biden, which was the brand of Joe Biden. So any which way you like, look at it. I mean, I get it. You know, they're trying to say, well, you know, nothing to see here. There's no big deal. You know, it was just, you know, his son trying to earn a living. Well, he was earning a living based off of the influence that his father could yield. Whether or not his father used that influence, well, that's going to become one of the very, very big questions. But don't forget what Joe Biden, the vice president, said himself. Here he is speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I guess the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call.
He said, oh, yeah, I do. Listen to this, guys.
You're not getting $1 billion.
Excuse the language.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. Heck. I think it was, 6 hours? I looked at
okay.
it.
Okay, he said, I'm going to leave in 6 hours, and?
The prosecutor's not fired. You're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch.
Well, what do you know? He was fired. There you go. There was a few other choice words in there by the now president of the United States. Anyway, point being, this all seems to have, now this is all alleged, and this is what Republicans are going to have to try and prove right now. By the way, this shouldn't be Republican Democrat. It is, because that's the world in which we live. I think that this should be non-political, because at this point, it's concerning enough that there may have been influence peddling, that there may have been somebody who was selling the Joe Biden brand, that would be Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, and selling it internationally in a way that actually resulted in influence enough, such as what you just saw, the former vice president, now president, saying there at the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, the Democrats are trying to spin this, and they got one guy in particular who was there and heard the entire interview there with Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner. This would be Representative Dan Goldman, Representative Democrat from New York. Here's how he's spinning it. Listen.
Said that he has never spoken to anyone. He said that he had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings. If he says hello to someone that he sees his son with, what, is he supposed to say, hi, son? Oh, no, I'm not going to say hello to the other people at the table or the other people on the phone. It's kind of a preposterous premise to think that a father should not say hello to people that the son are at dinner with, the son is at dinner with, and that is literally all the evidence is.
Was this like a party trick that Hunter Biden used to impress the people he was with?
I think the reporter's trying to help him out there. Was this just a party trick? No, it seems like it was more than a party trick. Or if it was a party trick, it's a party trick that shouldn't have existed, right? Because actually, there were people, there were countries, there were organizations that were hiring Hunter Biden, really kind of based on nothing other than his last name was Biden and daddy happened to be the vice president of the United States of America. I mean, what was Hunter Biden doing going with his father on that official trip, right, over to China, other than to scrounge up business? And you look at, for example, the 20 different LLCs that the family had and all the money going here, there, and everywhere. I've showed you these forms just on yesterday's program. This is kind of weird, right? Like, the fact that you have 20 LLCs to begin with that all of a sudden come about shortly after daddy gets the VP gig, and all of a sudden there's all this money flowing in. Listen, this kid did a whole lot of things wrong. Kid, not a kid. Remember, not a kid, older than me. Hunter Biden did a whole lot of things wrong. Very, very shady stuff, including not paying his taxes, for goodness sakes. I mean, anybody else would go to jail for what happened, but not Hunter. No, they're trying to work out some kind of plea deal. Here's I want to share a clip with you from HBO's Axios program. They pushed the now president pretty hard. And the president, well, this is his response to why he never asked any questions about his son's dealings with Ukraine.
Facing serious corruption charges, you were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody.
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust.
No, you don't want to get to the bottom of it because you trust your son. You trust your son. Wow. I mean, you trust the guy who takes up with, I'm sorry, but you know, your other son who had just died takes up with his widow. That's the kid you trust? The kid who went and got a firearm and never reported that he was addicted to drugs. That's the guy you trust? You trust your son? You don't want to ask any other questions? You know, apparently there were enough of these SARs, SARs, that's what they're known in the banking industry, suspicious activity reports, 170 of them. How do you like that? Representative Comer getting that information from Treasury, which was not so willing to give it up, by the way. Anyway, we know that there were 170 suspicious activity reports associated with Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and these Biden family accounts. Well, again, you trust your son? I'm sorry, but that's a bunch of, as he would like to say, malarkey. That is absolutely insane. I'll tell you this, if you trust your son, you really shouldn't be the president of the United States, because it tells me a whole lot about your inability to read people, really and truly. But this is something that has been ongoing, right? And don't forget, for how long did they tell us, oh, nothing, nothing to see here. In fact, it's nothing but misinformation. Should you actually even talk about it? Let's go back, shall we say, oh, I don't know, to the debates with Donald Trump back in 2020 when Trump tried to address this. He didn't have it quite 100% on. I think he tried to allege it was $183,000 that Hunter Biden was getting per month from Burisma. It turned out to be $80,000, but you get the gist of what was going on. Watch.
It's an open discussion, please.
No, it's a fact.
Well, you have raised an issue. Let the Vice
totally
President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay him $183,000 a month with no experience in energy?
Mr. President,
my son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President,
let him answer.
He doesn't want to let me answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who?
In Ukraine.
The media.
By everybody. Well, by the media, by our allies, by the World Bank, by everyone has discredited. Matter of fact, even the people who testified under oath.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, mister. I'm listening to you.
He got $3.5 million from Moscow.
He testified under oath in his administration.
All right. So it's an interesting exchange, especially given what we know now, right? Don't forget what we know now. He's saying there was nothing that he did wrong. I mean, let alone the fact that he wasn't declaring the income that he made, right? That there was this whole tax evasion scheme, which then became a subject of the IRS, an investigation by the IRS. And that didn't necessarily just land in their lap. Don't forget. I mean, everybody's like, oh, you know, why is everybody picking on Hunter? It's just a political thing. Well, actually, the reason people are talking about Hunter, the reason there was this investigation by the FBI and the IRS all to begin with, was because Hunter was involved with some alleged international porn ring. I hate even having to say these words. I mean, it's just like, who are these people? Like, honestly, like this is who's leading our country. Yay. So anyway, he's got this some scandal going on. And so the FBI starts tracking him back, right, to his computer. And that's that whole Hunter Biden laptop thing. And what's interesting about that debate exchange that you just saw is that Trump did not have that perfectly right. I mean, he was talking about $183,000 from Burisma. It was actually $80,000. But he was onto something. He was onto something. And that was something that you were not supposed to be onto. Not supposed to be onto at all. Because, well, the system wanted his dad to win. So we're now looking at a situation that I would just say increasingly is starting to point towards the potential for impeachment. Because as much as they want to say, oh, we don't have the evidence, it's starting to come in. And we've seen the bank records. We've seen all this suspicious stuff. We have a president that is defending his son no matter what and saying, oh, no, he didn't do anything wrong. When in fact, he did multiple things wrong. Like, you got to at least admit that, right? And so now you also see an administration that's trying to back away and say, well, you know, what's wrong with just calling and saying hi? And, you know, maybe there's some people there. They're at a dinner and it's just being social. You know, you can talk about the weather. No big deal. Well, it is a big deal if, in fact, the son was saying, hey, wait a second. You know what? You want access to Washington, D.C.? I got access to Washington, D.C. And let me just show you, because I'm going to hold up my phone and I'm going to call Daddy and he will say hi to everybody. So that in of itself, really, I think is the crux of the issue. And then it's going to develop from there. So in other words, what was Hunter Biden promising? What was Devin Archer promising? We know that these guys were up to no good. I mean, the whole thing of, you know, the billionaire from China, from the energy company that suddenly gone missing, giving him an actual raw diamond in Florida. And that never got declared either. I mean, again, who gets an actual diamond from a Chinese billionaire? And then you've got to just explore a little bit deeper here. And I think bottom line, any which way you slice it, the son is a disaster. But then the question becomes, how much did the father know? He certainly seems to have known more than he let on, including what he's trying to portray to the press, et cetera. How much did the father know? And that's where the impeachment thing is going to come in. Because as we get more and more information now, again, 170 SARs, suspicious activity reports, all of this starts to point to something that is really, really unseemly. And the only downside is that we run the risk of Kamala Harris becoming president, which I think is going to be hard on everyone, right? But then again, she's very easy to beat. So the Democrats are in a pretty precarious position right here. They get a guy in office who I suspect they know deep down was not entirely clean. I suspect, I mean, hey, you don't have to even suspect. Go back to when Joe Biden was vice president. And there are records that show people in the administration were actually quite concerned about the fact that his son had so much international business. I mean, that was a concern at the time. And Joe's like, hey, you know, nothing to see here. Well, you know what? I think it's gotten to the level now where we have to ask for more. So now it's going to be up to Republican leadership. Again, I hate that it's partisan. It shouldn't be. It's going to be up to Republican leadership to ask more deep probing questions, demand more. Quick reminder, we are brought to you, as always, by Legacy Precious Metals, 1-866-589-0560. I'll make sure I put their link in the show notes as well for you if you're interested in investing in gold or silver. These are the guys to call. LegacyPMInvestments.com. But the bottom line, guys, I'm not kidding. This is getting serious. I think Joe Biden very well could be looking at impeachment. I think that this probably could have the potential to go down as one of the biggest financial scandals in our history, in terms of our administration. And it's scary to see. It's alarming to see. Of course, you know, hey, he learned from the best with the Clintons, right? They did that after office, though, in fairness to them. I mean, say what you want about CGI and the whole bit. That was after he left office. The distinction here is that a family member is working while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. You got to ask, what else is still going on? What do we know? We don't know a whole lot. We know that, you know, someone just got a plum assignment that actually bought Hunter Biden's art for a whole lot of money. We know that he's selling art for a whole lot of money. You want to talk about sketchy. Well, Hunter Biden, I think, is indeed that and a whole lot more. Listen, it's great to see you. As you can tell, I'm on the road. I'm on the road right now, but I had to come and speak with you because it is important enough. I want to thank so many familiar faces for being here today and all our new viewers that are coming in. We are live right now on YouTube. We are live on Facebook. Make sure, guys, do me a favor. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. It's really important. Leave a comment. I read them all. We're going to have a day, I think maybe on Friday, where we just start reading comments because it's fun. I get a lot of really interesting things from you. And we will keep this discussion going. I will see you tomorrow.